I'm sitting here with Paul Knight at the Art Gallery of New South Wales. I wondered if you could just start talking about your process a little bit for your work in the Balnave show.
Well, with the folded works, I typically start by working with stock images and use a lot of stock libraries to look at different images of couples in bed. And then I also get images of the space I'm going to work with, so I get the people to show me the space. I always work in the people's spaces, so it's always their space. Each couple has a certain particular way that they sort of embrace or rest. So I sort of work with the way that they are natural to each other in that situation, in combination with some of these marquettes that I've made, and then also where is sort of the best place in the room to make, you know, the most beautiful picture, I suppose.
And is it awkward you being there in that room with them?
On the day, normally the trust has been established and everyone's quite comfortable. I mean, there is always the situation. I want the pictures mostly to look kind of as nude as possible without necessarily being nude. So, you know, different people have different sort of limits to how much of their bodies they want to show, so we just work with that. So I guess they are kind of nervous about those things.
Could you talk a little bit about why you left the photographic edge on it?
So with this work, with the edges, it's all shot on 4x5 large format film, and I use a glass carrier so that I can print more than the negative onto the print itself. So in a way, I'm trying to show the borders of the limitation of photography, so you have pure black and pure white.
I almost think too, when I look at it, that by doing that, the photograph is more naked than the people in it almost.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, that's probably a really lovely way to think about it, actually, because you have the processing clip marks in the corners and all the scratches left on the film, which I guess is sort of like the marks on the skin of the film.
Let's talk a bit more about the fold itself and what that does, because it kind of tears them apart but also brings them closer. Is, you know, what's going on there with that fold?
Yes, it is about literally covering up the space that I'm trying to photograph and leave it unseen.
And it's like the private space is not made public. It remains between this couple.
Yeah, I think in many ways, like of all the friends and, you know, family we have, and we have all these couples around us, we have an understanding, or we think we have an understanding of them, but I guess, you know, the only relationship we really often truly know is the one that you're in.
Now, your work, you have three works from your series Intimate Couples. And how do you see those compared to the word pornography?
Okay. I guess with those works, they are kind of real sexual encounters between people that are unmediated, in as much that I'm there when the photographs are taken, but the brief from me is that they behave in whatever way is natural to them in that space at that time. I mean, I am trying to capture something that is quite real and intimate, and I think, you know, a big part of couples' relationships is a sexual language, and that, I guess for me, I don't see that necessarily as a pornographic act.
And I think by doing the angle that you have from above, like a bird's eye view going down, your eye is taken more to form and to color and to really make you think about the body itself rather than the act.
Yeah, basically all pornographic material that you would see is from the point of view of a voyeur protagonist, which is always from eye level. So it's always as if someone is standing watching a situation. So I think for that, to take it to like a bird's eye view, was to look at that that space with those people in the act in a way that was removed from the pornographic gaze.
And I know a lot of your practice too is dealing with that subject of how do you depict intimacy in a public space.
There seems to be, maybe in a political sense, the world is holding on to its conservative nature in a way. I guess in many ways for me, working with people like this, like I am quite interested to celebrate the body of the everyday, you know, just the everyday body. For me, there's just so much language in people's bodies.